We are now arriving at the Petit Trianon. Before the Petit Trianon was built, Louis XV would often come to walk at this spot, where he had a menagerie, a botanical garden, and the charming French pavilion, which you'll see in a moment. It adjoins the Petit Trianon, which the king had built by Jacques-Ange Gabriel for his mistress, Madame de Pompadour. This square building, each facade of which is different, is modest in size, and designed in a simple, reduced, neoclassical style. But the building has become more associated with Marie Antoinette than with Madame de Pompadour. On his accession to the throne in 1774, Louis XVI presented it to his queen in these words.
You love flowers. I have a bouquet to offer you.
Marie Antoinette was not fond of courtly life, and often found refuge here. She had the botanical garden dug up, and its rare plants moved to the royal garden in Paris, now the Jardin des Plantes. The architect Mieck and the painter Hubert Robert teamed up to create an English-style park in its place. Mieck also built her the Temple of Love, which she could admire from the windows of her room, as well as a theater and the Queen's Hamlet, situated at the northern extreme of the Trianon grounds. The paintings of the Cotel Gallery, which you may have seen while visiting the Grand Trianon, depict the 14 groves of Versailles as they were when planted in the 17th century. Designed by André Le Nôtre, these small gardens, enclosed by trellises and palisades of greenery, are concealed within the wooded areas marking the borders of the alleys. Each different, they provide the Grand Jardin with elements of surprise and fantasy. Vases and statues, both antique and contemporary, rare trees, gushing fountains, cascades and water mirrors, all designed to bring a sense of wonderment. They were settings for the entertainment of courtiers with picnics, music, dancing, theater, and games. Most of these groves still remain, and we invite you to visit them while strolling in the gardens. Inside these outdoor salons, and also in the alleys along the vistas and terraces, are more than 200 sculptures that make Versailles a huge open-air museum, offering visitors with plenty of time a world of stone, marble, lead, and bronze. A large number of individual and grouped statues were sculpted or cast from drawings by Charles Lebrun, the official royal artist of Louis XIV. The sculptors depict the gods and heroes of the ancient world and are signed by the leading artists of their day, Girardon, Renaudin, the Marcy brothers, Le Hong, Tubi, or Coisevaux.
On your left, the Neptune Basin, and on your right, the Dragon Basin. The Dragon Basin may boast the highest water jet in the park, but those in the Neptune Basin certainly provide the most stunning shapes. You can see them during the Grand Zoo, the fantastic display during which 5,000 to 8,000 cubic meters of water gush from the fountains. Also, the Fête de Nuit wondrously evoked the illuminations put on by Louis XIV for his court during important banquets. To find out the dates of these displays, which takes place each summer, please inquire at the Chateau Information Desk.
We also suggest that while visiting the gardens, you follow the Allée d'Eau, the Alley of Water, just behind the Dragon Basin, to return to the Chateau via the Orangerie. At the top of the alley, you will see the Pyramid Fountain, a work by Girardon. Further down, another masterpiece by Louis XIV's favorite sculptor, which depicts bathing nymphs. When the fountain is on, their nudity is concealed by the water running down the low relief. Like everywhere at Versailles, water reveals a secret, expresses an idea or a feeling, and here it is modesty.
In a few moments, we will be arriving at the north terrace of the chateau, We hope that you've had an enjoyable visit.